Thank you for plugging into this Family Life News podcast, streaming issues-driven, family-focused news.
And welcome back to another edition of Issues in Education. Mondays during the Noon Report, we spotlight the issues that matter most to our public schooling families with the good Dr. Ralph Kerr at the Teaching and Learning Institute. Ralph, welcome back to the program, sir. Great to have you with us today.
Thank you, Bob. It's great to be with you again as well.
Well, as we come on the air today, we're marking the second anniversary of the Parkland shooting in Florida, and it's hard to believe it's been 2 years already since that shooting. There was news last week, Ralph. I don't know if you saw it or not, but when it comes to these active shooter drills, these lockdowns that schools are required by law to conduct, a couple of big teachers unions, the National Education Association and the American Federation of Teachers, said these are doing more harm than good, that they're stressing out the kids the way that they're conducted. What do you think about this controversy?
Well, you know, it's interesting that on many things I disagree with both of these major teachers' unions. But from what I know about this situation, I tend to agree with them that it is causing a lot of stress amongst the students. I read that 35% of students between the ages of 14 and 18 have a mental health crisis each year. And certainly if this is contributing to that, then I think there are other ways to handle it. Mm. For one thing, I've seen some demonstrations of the technology that's now available for schools. There's software now that if someone gets into the school, a camera picks that up immediately and can track exactly where they are and automatically shuts all the doors in every classroom. And along with that, of course, if teachers and staff are well trained, I think there's enough training that can happen with the adults in this situation rather than stressing out the students. Yeah. The other thing is that, you know, students go through fire drills by law regularly. They know how to evacuate a school in just a matter of a minute or a minute and a half. So I think that, you know, with the increasing technology, it may be that it's time to take another look at these active shooter drills.
Let me play devil's advocate just for a minute, Ralph. But what about those who, whenever there's a shooting like this, you always hear afterwards, we never thought it could happen here, or you can't train for these sorts of things, and that's why they have active shooter drills. Apart from the real thing, how else can teachers, school administrators, students be prepared? You mentioned the technology thing, but is there anything that can substitute for a real active shooter situation?
I think there is. As I said, to evacuate the building, the students already know how to do that. So in a situation where evacuation is called for, they're well, I think it's 6 fire drills a year yeah. that schools have to do. So the evacuation piece, they certainly know well. And if, again, if the doors are all locked and the teachers and staff are trained in terms of giving specific instructions to the students about what to do in the classroom, I think that the adults on the scene can handle this without stressing out the students.
Yeah. Speaking of stressed out students, you mentioned that statistic there, 35% of students will experience some sort of mental episode at school. We've talked on this program ad nauseum about the need for more mental health workers, maybe investing a little more in that over those school resource officers. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, I think that's true that actually schools now have become the main mental health care facility. And, you know, earlier in my career, I used to say that's not really the business that we're in. We're in the business of educating students. Yeah. But more and more, I think mental health care has become a responsibility of the schools. And I agree with you that we should be looking at putting more public funds into school social workers and other mental health providers that can help the students. Because I was shocked when I saw that 35% have a mental health crisis. And by that number, those include attempted suicides and really dramatic events that students are facing. You know, not just, you know, I'm kind of stressed today kind of thing.
Yeah, it's an epidemic out there. And if you want to learn more, I'm sure you're talking about this topic and others. Active shooter drills, do they work. Ralph, there's a great website where they can go to. Folks can get information. What is that, sir?
Thank you, Bob. It's simply whyrun.org. Whyrun.org.